Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Saita Lamed Beis. We begin a brand new perek, Elu Ne'emarin. Says the Mishnah, Elu Ne'emarin b'chol lashon. The following can be said in any language, not only in Lashon HaKodesh, but in any language that one chooses. Now Tosfos has a girsa instead of Elu Ne'emarin b'chol lashon. His girsa is Ne'emarin b'lashonam. And Tosfos explains, it needs to be a language which you understand. So if your language is English and you are going to read it in French, which you don't understand, you cannot be Yaitse. And that's why he has a girsa b'lashonam. You can say it in your personal language, the language which you speak and understand. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Elu ne'emarin b'chol lashon. The following can be said not only in the original language, Lashon HaKodesh, but in any language. Parsha Saita. Oh, our topic. So the whole discussion between the Kohen and the Isha, explaining to her what's happening, imposing the Shvua, her acceptance of the Shvua, any language is acceptable. Uvidui Meiser. So this is twice in 7 years. A fellow gets up and says to Hashem, he acknowledges, look, I addressed all my truma and ma'aser obligations. So there's a special nusach in the pasuk that you say any language is fine. Kriya Shema. One may read Kriya Shema in any language, utfila and davening. Tfila can be done in any language. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings that, of course, in a communal tzibur setting, it is a mitzvah min hamufchar to daven in Lashon Kodesh and in private as well. The Chasam Sefer has a chiddush. This was to, you know, stem the tide of the reform. He has a chiddush that when the Mishnah allows tefillah b'lashon b'chol lashon, it's only be'akroi, he says, on occasion. But one may not establish it as a set permanent system in the shul. One may not daven, whether in shul or in private, on a regular basis in another language. Chasam Sefer. Okay, so the following in any language, Parsha Soita, Vidui Maase, Kriya Shema, Tila, Uberchas HaMozen. Any language is fine. Ushvo Sa'edis. So a fellow is confronted by this person who wants him to say, he wants him to testify on his behalf in the Beis Din, and he refuses, he denies that he has the ability to testify on his behalf. He makes a Shvua in that regard, and there's a whole parsha, what happens if it turns out that it's false. That Shvua, any language, works. Ushvua sapikadon, a person denies to having accepted a deposit, so that Shvua can be said in any lashon. Continues the Mishnah. But we have others where they must be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Ve'elu ne'emarin b'Lashon HaKodesh. The following must be recited in the original language in Lashon HaKodesh. Mikra Bikurim, when a fellow brings his Bikurim, his first fruit to the Beis HaMikdash, he gets up and he speaks about Hashem's kindness, etc. That has to be done in Lashon HaKodesh as per the Psukim in the Chumash. What else? The Chalitza, the whole back and forth discussion between the Yevama and the Beis Din has to be done in Lashon HaKodesh. Brachos v'klolos, the blessings and curses which were presented by the Levim upon entering Eretz Yisrael for the first time. This was by the Har Gerizim and Har Eval in Lashon HaKodesh Davka. Birchas Kehanim, only Lashon HaKodesh. Birchas Kohen Gadol, which was something he would do on Yom Kippur. When he would do the Kriyas HaTorah, he would say brachos, 8 in total. They have to be in Lashon HaKodesh. Uparshas HaMelech, this was HaKel. So once in 7 years after Shemitah, king would get up in the Beis HaMikdash and recite vital portions of the Torah to inspire, to motivate the nation in Lashon HaKodesh only. Uparshas Egla Rufa. So they find a person dead on the road, killer unknown. They bring a calf, whose head is incapacitated, and they have a whole process, a whole ceremony and they say psukim. So that has to be done in Lashon HaKodesh. Moshiach Mochama, B'shoah Shemedaber La'am. You have the Kohen who was anointed for the purpose of leading and preparing the nation to war. So he would make his announcements in Lashon HaKodesh. So we have two parts to the Mishnah. Some can be said b'chal lashon, such as Parsha Soita, etc. And some require strictly Lashon HaKodesh, Mikra Bikurim, etc., etc. Oh, how do we know this? Mikra Bikurim Ketzad. How do we know that the recital upon bringing Bikurim must be said in Lashon HaKodesh? Because the Pasuk says, V'onisa v'amarta, you should respond and call out, L'vnei Hashem Elokecha. So we have the Lashon V'onisa, responding, Aniya. U'lahalanu Omer, and elsewhere, this was by the Brachos and Klolis. We have V'onu Halavim V'amru. They responded, V'onu. So we have a similar word, V'onisa, V'onu, right? So we connect the two, through Gzera Shava. Malahalan Lashon HaKodesh, just like by the Levim, it was strictly in Lashon HaKodesh, as the Gemara will explain for us. Afkam Lashon HaKodesh, the same with Mikra Bikurim in Lashon HaKodesh. What about Chalitza Ketzad? How do we know that it's in Lashon HaKodesh? Va'onsa V'amra, the Yivama responds. Ulahal Noimer, and elsewhere we have the Lashon V'ono V'amru. We connect V'onsa to V'ono Halavim V'amru, and we say Malahalan Lashon HaKodesh, just as there it's in Lashon HaKodesh, Afkan. Lashon HaKodesh, Chalitza as well requires Lashon HaKodesh. That is the source according to Tanakama. Rav Yehuda Omer, we have another source. V'onsa V'amra, she responds by saying Kocha, as such, as per the script. Asher Toimer B'Lashon Hazeh, strictly in Lashon HaKodesh. Brachos V'Klolis Ketzad. So we learned Bikurim and Chalitza from the Brachos V'Klolis, which were to take place in Lashon HaKodesh, but how do we know, in fact, that they were in Lashon HaKodesh? How does, actually, the Gemara will explain the reason, how we know it's Lashon HaKodesh, but the Mishnah now will just tell us the description of events. How did that come about? What happened there? Kiven she'ovru Yisrael sayardin. As soon as Klal Yisrael crossed over the Jordan, in Eretz Yisrael, ubo el har grizim el har evil. They traveled to the two mountains near Shechem, one is har grizim, one har evil. Shebet Shemran, in the area called Shemran, Shebet Tzad Shechem, alongside Shechem, you know, travel to Shechem today, you still see it. One mountain is Har Grizim, one Har Evil, and to some it appears that the Har Grizim is more green than the Har Evil, because Har Grizim was the sort of the mountain that identified with the Brachis, and Har Evil was the Klolis, so perhaps that was the effect. In any case, location is Shemran, near Shechem, Shebe'ezel Eloni Meire, near a place called Eloni Meire. How do we know that? It was near Eloni Meire. Shenemar, the Pasuk where we describe what happens, Halayim Bever Yardin. So they go to the area there, in Ever Yardin, Mul HaGilgal, Eitzel Eloni Meire. So the Pasuk concludes with the words, Eloni Meire. And we have the Lashon Eloin Meire elsewhere as well. Olahalon Omer, and by Avram we have Vayav Avram Ba'aretz Ad Mekom Shechem Ad Eloin Meire. So we make that connection. Ma Eloin Meire Ha'omer Lahalon Shechem, just like by Avram, Eloin Meire was near Shechem. Af Eloin Meire Amar Kan. Likewise, the Lashon Eloin Meire over here by the Brachos V'Klolis Ha'omer Kan is related to the area called Shechem. Okay, so how did this happen? Shisha Shvatim Olu L'Rosh Har Grizim. Six tribes climbed up to Har Grizim. V'shisha Shvatim Olu L'Rosh Har Evil, and the remaining six went to Har Evil. V'kehan Malvim V'Orin. Oim Dim L'Mato B'Emtza. You have the Orin containing the Luchos. The Kehan Malvim stationed in the sort of valley between the mountains. Hakehanim Mekivin Asa Orin. So you have the Orin surrounded by the Kehanim. That was the first ring. V'alevim as a kehanim. The second ring were the kehanim around, levim around the kehanim. V'chol Yisrael and the rest of Klal Yisrael, Oimdan mekanim mekanim, was standing on either side amongst the mountains. Shenema v'chol Yisrael, zekena v'shoita v'shoivtav. Everybody, Oimdim mizeo mizeo l'orin, on both sides of the orin, on both mountains. Okay, they're ready to start. Hofcha paneim el klabi har grizim. So Rashi explains, Hofcha means the levim, who are in charge of calling out the brachas and klolis, to ensure compliance with the Torah, they start by facing Har Grizim. Upaschu b'brocha, and they begin by calling out a blessing. Baruch ha'ish asher liyasa pesel maseicha. Blessed is the person who refrains from making idols. And everybody, upon hearing this bracha, responds with a thundering amen. Ve'elu ve'elu einin amen. On the Yidden, on both sides, on both mountains, respond by acknowledging with amen. Okay, they said a bracha. Now they're ready to present the flip side of that bracha, which is a klala upon transgressing that avera. Hafchu p'neim klapi har'evel. So now the Levim turn to har'evel. Upaschu b'klala and put forth their curse. Arur ha'ish asher liyase pesel maseicha. Curse is the person who engages in idol worship. And once again, everybody responds, Ve'elu ve'elu einin amen. So this was the first topic until they went through the whole checklist, Atsha Gemrin, Bracha Shekloles, back and forth, Bracha Klola, discussing all the topics mentioned in the Torah. Once they were done, V'achakach hiviyu sa'avonim, so they had their stones that they had transported with them from within the Jordan River. So they took those stones, ubonu as a mizbech, they built a mizbech, upon which they brought karbonis, v'sodu b'sid, then they smeared it with sort of lime paint to form a background to enable writing the words of the Torah on those stones, and this is all described in the Pesukim and Devarim. Because for all of us, kol divrei haTorah b'shivim lashon, it wrote the entire Torah in 70 languages, shenemar bayir hetev, fully explained. Right? So it denotes all 70 languages. And then when they were done, Nathlus Avonim, they picked up the stones, Ubo, Velonu, Vimkoim, and they went back to the place called Gilgal, where they were staying. Okay, so the mission starts with a list of items that can be said in any language, first of which is Parsha Soita. The question is, Parsha Soita Manola, how do we know? Any language is legal. The Chassid of the Pasuk says, Va'amar HaKoyin, and Rashi's girsa is Va'amar HaKoyin El Ha'isha. Now the Pasuk already seems to be speaking about the Koyin speaking to the Isha. Why do we need that, you know, El Ha'isha? To tell us B'chaloshen Shu Omer. He could speak any language. The point is, she should understand. It should be internalized by the Isha. She has to have full understanding of what he's saying. That's what counts. Any language is fine. Now what would he tell her? Tanu Rabban, Mashmin Oisa, so they would explain and educate her and inform her about what's going on. B'chaloshen Shishamas, any language that she understands is fine. Almahi Shoisa, so what are the items discussed? Almahi Shoisa, why is she coming to this point of drinking? Inappropriate conduct. She has to know that. She has to understand everybody around her should be cognizant of what leads to this type of downfall. He also highlights the fact that she's going to be drinking in this lowly earthenware, you know, pottery type of kli, which reflects her misconduct. Alma nitmes. Uba mehi nitmes. Alma nitmes means what brought about this improper behavior, frivolity, etc. Ubamehi nitmes. What are the exact, you know, circumstances of the sin? Meaning, you should know that the water will only hit you if you were really negligent, if it was a willful sin as opposed to something, an accident, etc. So they present with the entire package, what's going on, where's she coming from, where's it headed to, so that she's fully educated, fully understands what she's up against. And the Gemara explains, Amai Yishoysa, why is she drinking? Well, Alis Kei Kinevus Tira, because she was warned and she went to seclusion. Ubamai Yishoysa, what kli is she using? B'mekeda Shal Cheres, it's Cheres kli. Amai Nitmes, what's the cause for this tumah? Alis Kei Schoik V'yaldus, immaturity, frivolity. Ubamai Nitmes, what about the circumstances? B'shogiga B'mezid. He asks her, well, was it a mistake? Was it a willful misconduct, boinus barotzin? Was it an oinus, an accident, or was it something she was aware of? So bottom line is, we have to know exactly what the circumstances were. Why? V'kol kach lama. Why is it so important to tell all the halachis it's only going to affect you if you're really a sinner, b'mezid? Well, what's the point of just give it a try and see if it works? The answer is like this. Sheloi lo hitzi las. You see, if she was unaware of the ramifications of her misconduct. It was a shaykik. She thought her husband passed away. If it's not considered a real, mazid, then even if she drinks the water, she'll walk away safe and sound. And everybody will start asking questions. And she'll ask questions. She'll say, this is not working. So therefore, we inform her in advance. Look, it only works under certain circumstances. If you're really guilty in this way, we won't have any question marks afterwards. Vidui Maser. So the Vidui Maser is in Lushan, any Lushan. Minol, how do we know? You get up and you tell, present to Hashem everything you did to address your obligations of Truma and Maser. So we have the Lashon Ve'amarta, V'yolav Amira Misoita. And we connect it to Soita, where we have the Lashon Ve'amar as well, right? Ve'amar Kohen La'isha. And we say, B'chal Lashon Shu Omer, any language they can speak, it's fine, as long as he understands it. Amalei Rav Zvid La'abaye, why do you choose to connect it to Soita and give him that blank check? V'leilav Amira Me'levim, why don't we connect it to the Levim? We also find the Lashon Amira there, and we'll say, well, let's limit it to Lashon HaKodesh. Ma'ala halam Lashon HaKodesh, just like the Levim by the Brachas and Klolis, was limited to Lashon HaKodesh, as we explained before, af kan b'Lashon HaKodesh, here as well by Vidi Maser, Lashon HaKodesh only. Answer, don namira greidosa. We prefer connecting the phrase, the Lashon Amira, which stands on its own, without any other Lashon next to it. We prefer to connect that and learn that from Me'amira, from another place where we have Amira Gredasa on its own, which is basically Vidui Maser from Soita. As opposed to the Levim, where although we have Lashon Amira, Va'amru, but it's together with Va'anu Va'amru. Ve'ain Dan Amira Gredasa, we won't learn the definition of the word Amira on its own. Me'ania Va'amira, from the Levim, where we have Amira, but it's together with Ania. So perhaps that changes the definition, and therefore it's an unfair match. So instead of going to the Levim, we go to Soita, and we allow any language. Tanya, Rabbi, Shimri, Yechai, Omer. Odom, Omer, Shvachai, Bekol Nomuch. A person is meant to present his praise, express his Shvach in a soft voice, and keep it under wraps. Ugnusa, Bekol Ram. But to speak about his own personal shortfalls, loud and clear as can be, advertise that. How do we know this? Shvachai b'kol namach. A person's shvach should be expressed in a humble fashion, a soft tone, without publicizing. How do we know that? Min vidui maser. From the aloha vidui hamaser. Why? Because by vidui maser, he's actually sort of patting himself on the back. He's telling Hashem, look, I did everything I was supposed to, I looked after all my chiyuvim. And Rashi says, we don't find a lashon aniyah, like va'anu, which denotes loudness and the public spectacle. So we keep the volume down, because it's shvach. It's something praiseworthy and positive about the person. So he speaks it in a low voice. Ugenusay. In contrast to the gnus, one's shortfalls and shortcomings, bekol ram, that you say loud. How do we know that? Mimikra bikurim. From the recital of mikra bikurim, where he's speaking about not necessarily the most praiseworthy and positive things. He speaks about the fact that we come from Lavan, great-great-grandfather, and he was a Rasha, etc. So that's said in a loud tone, as opposed to when a person is praising himself. How do we know it's a koil ram? Because it says, Vanisa Vamarta, right? So we have the Lashon Aniyah, which is bekoil ram, loud. Says the Gemara, really? Ugnusa bekoil ram? One's gnus should be expressed publicly like that. Not necessarily. Why is it that the Chachamim instituted that Tfilas Shmoneh Esrei is recited quietly You know why? Kadesh Shalei Levayish. Yes, Ebrei Avera. We don't want to embarrass the sinners. We give them the opportunity to express themselves personally to Hashem without fanfare. Sharei Lo Yechilik HaKosef. We see how Hashem and the Torah are so caring and sensitive to protect even a sinner and allow him to save it face. Sharei Lo Yechilik HaKosef Mokeh Menchatas Loila. We don't find that the Torah assigns different areas in the Beis HaMikdash for bringing a chatas, bringing an oila. Both are shechted in the same place, on the north side of the Azara and the Tzofin, in order to keep it hidden and discreet. Right? We don't differentiate between an oila, which is a gift, and a chatas, which is brought on account of a chet. So why are we saying that a person should seek to publicize his wrongdoings? You're right. Let's reword that statement. One's gnus, one's shortfalls, keep it quiet. Rather, we're speaking of a person's discomfort and pain. So the tzara is that we're speaking about, says Rashi. Look what Lavan did to us. Well, look what we did in Mitzrayim. All the hardships and tzaras that we went through, that we're saying out loud. Kedisanya, as we learn in Brisa. V'tamei tamei yikra. This is speaking about a mitzvah. The pasuk says v'tamei tamei yikra, and we learn from here. Tzorech loydia tzare l'rabim. One is meant to inform the public if he's going through a hard time. Why? V'rabim mevakshim olav rachmim. This enables the community to daven on his behalf. Perhaps he needs a schus of rabim. So this mitzvah should call out Rabbi Yisai. Look, I'm experiencing tzaras. Please help me. Daven for me. V'chol mishir v'dover. Likewise, any other person who's experiencing hardship, tzorach leidia l'rabim, he should inform others v'rabim mevakshim olav rachmim to allow everybody to daven for him. So shvach, praise, patting yourself on the back, do it quietly. When it comes to hardship and tzar, like speaking about atzoris and whether it's communal hardships or personal hardships, chas v'shalom, get everybody involved, and the schus harabim will prevail. Gufam Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Let's go back to that lesson taught to us by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Ipnei ma, tiknu tefila b'lachash. Why, in fact, do we daven softly? Shalei levayish sev avira, to save the sinners from embarrassment, so they don't need to express their tshuva and everything in public. Because we find that echatas and oila brought in the same place to avoid embarrassment. Really, v'loi? There's no distinction between the two. There is a difference in terms of where to place the blood of the carbon. Dam chatas goes lamala, on the upper half of the mezbeach. V'dam oila lamata, and the dam of oila is on the bottom. So there's a clear demarcation. A visible demarcation. What happened to the concern about embarrassment? Says the Gemara, that's not really publicly visible. Hasam, that distinction is only known to the Kohen. Kohen who the other. When he's putting the dam, nobody's standing there watching him. So it's not really going to be a public spectacle. Says the Gemara, v'ikach chatas nekeva. But there's a fundamental difference. A chatas is a female animal, and everybody sees it different than a oila, which is a male. So that brings him shame. Either way, it's covered with a tail, nobody sees. Tenach kif, so that works by a sheep, which is covered by a tail. Siro, what about a goat? Has no tail covering. Michael and Maymar. So what's going to be there? Hasam iud kamichsaf nafshi. Answer is, it's his problem. Who asked him to bring a goat? If you want to save face, the boy leilis for your kispa. He could have brought a kifsa, a sheep, and saved himself from shame. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Valkamais. He had the option of bringing a kifsa. Because he chose to bring a goat, it's his issue. What do you mean? Says the Gemara, what about the carbon that is brought upon serving idols? There you can't get away with a she-goat. That's the prescribed carbon. You have no choice there. Michael and Amar, what happens there with the shame and embarrassment? Answer is yes. Hasam, in that case, you're right. Nichsa v'nezel. Let him get his dose of embarrassment, keichad and chaper leis, that has proper atonement for this great sin of avodas kochav. Okay, what else is in our list of bechal lashon, kriyashma? How do we know any language is legal? The chsiv shma yisrael. listen, hear, understand, call Yisrael what we're saying. That tells us b'cholosh and shatoshemeya, any language which you understand is fine. Shatoshemeya means that you hear, that you understand. Hearing and understanding are very closely related. So here it means something that you understand, any language works. Tana Rabbanan. So we have a brisa where it's actually a machlek, it's tanoim. And our Mishnah, which allows kol loshayim, but kriyashma is the Rabbanan, as opposed to Rebbe. Kriyashma kiksava, divi Rebbe. Rebbe holds, kriyashma must be recited the way it's written in Loshna Kodesh and no other language. V'chachamim, I'm no, b'chol loshan, any language is acceptable. My time at the Rebbe, where is Rebbe coming from? Why do we insist on Loshna Kodesh? Amakra, v'hayu hadvarim ha'el al levavech. V'hayu means v'havyasin yu, it must be intact, as written in Loshna Kodesh. For Rabbanan respond, Amakra, the Pasuk says, Shema, right? Shema Yisrael, b'chol loshan. Sh'ata Shemei, any language is fine. Says the Gemara, Rabbanan, what did Rabbanan do with Rebbe's Pasuk? Rabbanan nami yoksiv v'hayu, which sounds like it must be as is. Hahu, the point of Ahayu is, Shalo yikren al mafreya, they can't read it sort of out of order, one pasuk and then the previous pasuk, etc. So it must be done in order, but in any language. For Rebbe, now according to Rebbe, who already used Vahayu to limit it to Lashon Kodesh, Shalo yikren al mafreya minele, how does he know this halacha? Of no backwards, nafkli, that he learns from Midvarim, Hadvarim. It says Vahayu Hadvarim, it could have said Vahayu Devarim, the extra hey, tells us not l'mafreya. V'rabbanan, what did Rabbanan do with the hey? Dvarim, hadvarim, difference between dvarim and hadvarim, l'mashmalu, they don't focus on the extra hey. Asks the Gemara, one second now. V'rebi, what about shitas Rebi? Nami, hoksib shema. What does Rebi do with shema, which indicates that any language is acceptable? The answer is, homi b'ele, that's applied for the following halacha. La'ashmi'a la'oznacha. Ma'ashat ha'moitzi mepicha. To tell you that when you read shema, you have to actually hear what you're speaking about. So the words that you're saying must be audible to your ears. That's what Shema means. V'rabbanan, but the Rabbanan who already used the word Shema to teach us any language. So it's unavailable for this halacha. What do they do? Savri l'kman d'omer, they hold like the other shita. Audibility is not required. Hakara Shema, v'lo yishmei l'ozna. You read Shema without even hearing it. Yotza, that's also fine. So bottom line, Rebbe insists on Lashon HaKodesh because Vihayu tells you the way it is, the way it's written. And the Rabbanan say, any language is fine. Shema Yisrael b'chalosha and shatah shemeya. Says the Gemara. There's a machlekes, Tanoim and Maseches Megillah, whether one can write a Sefer Torah in other languages. Leima kasava Rebbe, perhaps Rebbe holds, kol haTorah b'chalosha ne'emra. The rest of the Torah must be written and read in the Beis HaKnesses. Can be written and read in Beis HaKnesses in any language. You can write a Sefer Torah in English and read it that way. Why? These are the Lashon HaKodesh number, because if you'll tell me that Lashon HaKodesh is required for the rest of the Torah, the Kasev Rachman Olamli. So why does the Pasuk have to tell us that Shema must be in Lashon HaKodesh? V'hayu, the way it is. The rest of the Torah is already in Lashon HaKodesh. So it seems that according to Rebbe, the rest of Torah can be in any language. Comes Bahayu and tells you, well, Krishna is different. You need Lashon HaKodesh. Is that a true raya? No. Perhaps the rest of Torah is Dafka in Lashon HaKodesh. Itzrich, but we still need the Bahayu to highlight that Krishna is in Lashon HaKodesh. We should have Shema, because we have the other Pasuk, Shema, the Pasuk used by the Chachamim, which perhaps would indicate that any Lashon is okay by Krishma. Perhaps Krishma is an exception to the rule. Any Lashon is okay, that's why we need sort of a counterbalance pasuk, Vahayu, to tell you, no, it's not okay any language. Lashon HaKodesh Gafka. Now says the Gemara, on the other side of the equation, perhaps the Rabbanon who need a pasuk Mishma to allow any language in Krishma, they hold, Kol HaTorah Kula B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemra. The rest of the Torah must be written and read in Lashon Kodesh. And that's why we need a special pasuk to make that exception by Kriya Shema. Because these are Gadai Debucha Lashon. Because if the rest of the Torah is okay in any language, Shema Dekas Rachman Olamli, why would the pasuk have to highlight Shema, Kriya Shema, as being okay in any language? That's the halacha for the entire Torah. Why do you have to point out that Krishma is okay in another language? So the Gemara, no, perhaps Kol HaTorah is in any Lashon. Why do we need a special pasuk for Krishma? Istrich. We need it Mishum Tachzav V'Hayu, because we have the other pasuk V'Hayu, Rebbe's pasuk, which would perhaps indicate you need to be exactly this way. In the original language, Tosha says that it's Pashat, that the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai in Lashon HaKodesh. So perhaps V'Hayu tells you Dafka Lashon HaKodesh. That's why Shema comes along and says no any language. But perhaps really the whole Torah can be done in any language as well. Okay, let's recap today's daf. We have some things which can be said in any language, such as Parshas Soita, because Va'amarta, Va'amar Eli'isha tells you it has to be something Nichnasim Balibo, as Rashi says, that she understands. Any language that she understands is fine. Same thing with Vidi Meiser, which is learned from Soita, as opposed to a whole long list of other halachis, other recitals, which must be in Rosh HaKodesh, Mikra Bikurim, etc., etc., Brachas V'Klolos. The Mishnah gave us a whole description of the Brachas and Klolos event. We learned how caring Hashem is to spare a sinner from embarrassment. We concluded with the Machlekes. Can Krishma be said in any language? According to Rabbi, no. According to Rabbanon, yes. As per our Mishnah. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.